You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Surf Life Saving New Zealand is warning that if current levels of funding are not increased, their ability to protect those in the water will be seriously undermined. They've had to move volunteers from two busy Auckland beaches to patrol more dangerous areas in recent days and are calling on central government to give them the finances they need to adequately patrol the beaches that they need to. And yes, I spoke with Matt Warren from Life Saving New Zealand about their funding issues and what he'd like to see done to fix them.
Do you feel that it's enough getting funding from just the council, or is the government needing to get involved in funding?
What councils fund us, and they provide just over a third of our total income. Then outside of the council funding, we have what we call the philanthropic funders. And that's all of the people who exist to go out and find funding to give to the third sector or the charitable sector. So in those groups, we have the likes of Akarana Trust, Trillion Trust, Foundation North. We have about 20 strong supporters who we work with who all give philanthropic funding to Surf Life, or gaming funding to Surf Life Saving Northern Region. And then the final group of funding we get is from donations and sponsors. So we have organizations like Yamaha, Toyota Financial Services, previously Harcourts was a very strong sponsor, who give funds from their commercial profits, or give support from their commercial profits out of corporate social responsibility, or what they see as a moral responsibility to support us to drive our funding, and then the donations which we get from the public. And sadly, the donations have been trending to zero recently.
And you've said this has caused you to not be able to patrol all the beaches you'd like to. I mean, what are the effects of this?
So it's not all the beaches we'd like to. We're not at the beaches we need to be at. So we use an evidence-based approach, and that approach gives us, I suppose, an additional eight beaches: Tiarai, Te Henga next to Bethel's Beach, Lake Wainamu by Bethel's Beach, Taupo Bay in the north, Bailey's Beach we just got in by Hare's Breadth with Northern Regional Council providing that funding. These places need to have lifeguards on them. Taupo Bay is similar. The residents are frequently making rescues there, but we don't have the ability to grow our operations to be where we need to be. And that ultimately means the drowning toll is moving at a quicker pace than we can keep up with it.
Apart from sort of more drownings, is it just not having a lifeguard on a beach? I mean, it just makes it a less safe place.
Correct. So you talked about why we're looking to central government. Why now? And what we've done for the last 3 years is we've worked with all of our current funders to maximize the support we can give from them. So in no way can people say, look, the current funders, the councils, the local authorities, the funders, the sponsors aren't giving enough. They've hit their ceiling. And this is why we're saying we need to continue growing. So it's not like we can just keep at the same level. We're not growing for the sake of it. We need to grow in order to provide the support the community needs. But the current funders are unable to fund us additionally. So we need to find another funder or party who is responsible for the service. And central government should have been the first person to step in and fund us way, way back, in my opinion. And I think now that's necessary, they come to the table in order to allow the sustainability of the service.
And do you feel that they will come to the table?
It's common sense. You know, the public has been very clear there's an expectation. I think they're baffled why we haven't been supported. So I think 9 people out of 10 have always thought that we were funded by central government. And I think our success has been one of the major factors in that, because we've never had to do it. We've always managed to get by on the smell of an oily rag. And now that it's finally sort of been brought to the light, the public's throwing their arms up saying, how could this happen? How, you know, this treasured group, these lifeguards, how are they not getting the support they need? And when you premise it on that, it seems like a pretty easy decision.
And if you don't get the funding you need, does this just mean over time, sort of fewer and fewer beaches will be patrolled?
That's a very good question. So around the timing now, why we're, I suppose, raising these concerns now is we're planning for our next 3 years, where we're going to be. And what we have to say at this point in time is if we can't forecast this additional income, or we don't have some guarantee or certainty of this additional income, like any business, it's going to mean we can't be in this place. And if there's places that used to have lifeguards that aren't going to have lifeguards, there's a story we need to tell to the public. There's a communication. There's steps we have to put in place to ensure there's, I suppose, going to be some semblance of safety at those locations. And that's what we're doing now. So we use we've got basically a patrolling priority of beaches that need to be patrolled. Top of that list of needing to be patrolled is those West Coast beaches. And then you move down to some of those urban locations which have a lot of swimmers but low risk, such as Milford Beach or Browns Bay. And you would have seen in the newspaper yesterday there's been a bit of an uproar because lifeguards aren't at Milford Beach or Browns Bay. And this is what we're trying to avoid in the future. So we're saying, we'll let you know with a large amount of time if we can't be there or don't have the funding to be there. But at the same time, we're working our butts off to ensure necessary parties fund us so the community can have the expected service at the beaches where it's been in the past.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.